The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
John Duggan is hosting this afternoon, as he does every weekend. You're the weekend man like myself now.
Thank you, Pat. Yes, yeah. Enjoyed the sports of the weekend. Everything is live and everything is great. And I got to bed at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
After watching Colombia-Portugal, the best game I've seen so far at the World Cup.
Now, it was a nil-all draw,
yes,
wasn't it, at the end?
I was
looking at the result this morning. I didn't stay up for that. But a fantastic game.
Brilliant
pulsating game.
Yes, end-to-end. Colombia had over 20 shots. They were the better team. Ronaldo walked around a bit. Portugal, though, also had their chances. I was like watching 1982 World Cup highlights. It was just pure abandon in Miami, fantastic support, and what the World Cup should be about. So bring it on for the knockout stage.
Okay, now let's talk about who went home, who perhaps
yes.
you didn't expect.
So the teams that went home, the third ranked teams that didn't get through, Scotland, for example, are going home. Uruguay, I would have expected to do better. Mm-hmm. They're going home. Marcelo Bielsa and the players didn't seem to get on. Iran, unfortunately for them, are going home, and South Korea. They were all teams that finished third. And then when you come to the groups themselves, like Turkey finished last in their group, that was a bit of a surprise. And unfortunately for us, because I think we would have done a better job, Czechia had a dreadful tournament. They go home as well.
I want to play a little clip from the national team captain for Iran, because they really were badly treated by FIFA and by the United States. So this added to what you have to do on the pitch, number one, but all the other stuff that they had to do as well.
So disaster, World Cup. Disaster. I mean FIFA. They have to solve every problem here, but unfortunately they couldn't solve since the beginning. And we don't have our logistic people here. They don't have a visa. As a professional players, professional competition, it's not right. We have to fight against everything here. As I said, the Infantino first game came, I said we will solve every problem here. But actually, FIFA did nothing.
FIFA did absolutely nothing, and they were without their logistical people. So on top of, as I say, having to play the games.
Well, they had to go to Mexico. Yeah. They were meant to be based in the United States. They had to go to Mexico. They were so unlucky. They're out of the World Cup now, Pat, by a bizarre set of circumstances, because they drew with Egypt the other day. But that was a game in which they had a penalty missed. They had a goal disallowed very late on, and then they hit the crossbar. But they were still going through until the 96th minute of the Algeria-Austria game overnight in Kansas City, when Sasa Kalajdzic, if you're a Wolves fan, you'd know him, scored in the 96th minute to eliminate Iran. But FIFA and Gianni Infantino, there's a shrug of the shoulders, I think, when it comes to power. Same with the Somalian referee. Mm. And if USA want to call the shots in certain circumstances, then teams like Iran are going to feel like they're being treated the way
they have. Now, what do you make of the 48-game system? I mean, we were all boggled trying to work out the permutations and combinations.
I see two things about it, Pat. I see, like, the World Cup is the joy of life, the joy of humanity, the colour of humanity, the best of people, right? So the 48 teams has brought extra colour. Curaçao at a World Cup, Uzbekistan, Jordan, Cape Verde and Pico Lopez from Crumlin.
Still going.
So we all know our World Cups that we've been lucky enough to, or European Championships that we've had an Irish team at. Multiply that by 48. That's what's going on around the world. So the joy of humanity is a beautiful thing.
Explain, right? The unanswerable question. Rangers and Celtic fans would be at each other's throats in Glasgow at a match.
Yes.
There were sweetness and love and lovable all over America.
Well, there's a cognitive dissonance. People are able to compartmentalise. Celtic and Rangers fans on Monday morning in Glasgow will be going to work together. So I think people then get into their tribal box. But the 48 team thing, I actually think you might as well make it 64 teams, because there's less jeopardy. The football hasn't been great. Mm. The tournament actually starts tonight, in my mind, with South Africa against Canada when the knockout stage begins. But it's going to become thick and fast now for the next few days.
So it's jeopardy every match.
Jeopardy every match, penalty shootouts, and no second chances now. And I've gone through the whole bracket. I did it overnight. For example, tomorrow we have Germany, Paraguay, Brazil, Japan tomorrow. 2 a.m. on Tuesday morning, Netherlands, Morocco. That'll be a fantastic game. Just looking at the brackets, right? So at the moment, France and Spain are in one side of the draw, where Portugal are now. and Germany and the USA who've done
all
well
on one side.
On one side. And on another side, you've got Brazil, you've got England, you've got Colombia, Argentina with Messi doing so well, scored again overnight, and Norway are in there as well. So you can't have a Messi-Ronaldo final, for example, meeting until the final.
Until the final.
But it's not going to happen because Portugal, I don't think, will get that far, having watched them.
So who has the easiest route to, first of all, semi-final and then final?
I think Argentina have a good route. I think France have a good route, Pat. And the why I say this, because France look excellent. So I think France are so confident, I think, their abilities going forward.
I watched them against Norway. Now, Norway didn't put out their first string, but still.
But still.
They were silky smooth.
Mbappe, Dembele, they have an abundance of richness going forward. But the World Cup can be strange. You look with teams that, if you watch England, Panama, or England, Ghana, teams can defend in numbers and they can be hard to break down. There's the, like, for example, if you're going, like, England are set to go to Mexico City for the last 16. If they play Mexico, it could be at altitude, the humidity. There are. Don't expect this to be a tournament where everything is going to be France, Spain, Argentina, England, Brazil, Portugal. It's not going to work out that way. There was going to be shocks and surprises. 4 years ago, Morocco reached a semi-final. 4 years before that, Croatia reached the final. 2002, you had South Korea and Turkey in progressing far into the tournament. So there will be surprises. But Messi, like, again, scored overnight. He has now got 6 goals for the tournament. He's scored in 7 World Cups in a row in terms of matches at World Cups. He's now 39 years of age, and he is just continuing to set all records, and the world champions do look very good. But France, I think, have been the most impressive team I've seen so far.
Now, you're obviously a fan of League of Ireland, so you've seen Pico in action.
I've seen Pico, yes.
How's he going to do against Lionel?
Well, I think, hopefully he gets a shirt next Friday.
I mean, no matter what happens, that's a memory. To play out there against Lionel Messi is a memory to treasure.
It's a fairy tale, but also a deserved one. And that, as I said, that's the beauty of the expanded tournament. I just wish we were there, because it just feels like we're just trying to grab onto something. As much as we want to talk about Pico, that it is a reminder that we are not there, but it will be an unforgettable moment for his life, because he just did a regular job. He's playing League of Ireland football. He's from Crumlin. Obviously, his father from Cape Verde, and all the best to him next week.
Now, other excitement. Yesterday, we had the GAA action, the senior football quarterfinals, and we had 2 games yesterday, 2 today.
Yes.
Kerry made hard work of it.
They did, but I think Tyrone are a very good team. I think Malachy Rourke is one of the best managers in the game, and Tyrone have had a lot of success at underage level. They won the All-Ireland, 5 years ago, and they really put it up to Kerry. They had also a further week of preparation than Kerry did, but Kerry just dug it out. And David Clifford, Dylan Gainey, excellent performances. But it was a really, really good match. Kerry got a late goal through Armin Heinrich to win by
2 points,
by 4 points. But it could have been even a draw at the end. So they're in the semi final. Mayo as well into the semi final.
Now, were Mayo brilliant or Cork weak?
Well, Cork had 14 wides, and Mayo got 5 2-pointers to Cork's 2 2-pointers. So the 2-pointers do matter. And Mayo do have that freedom of youth. Colby McDonald, son of Kieran McDonald, he's a very young player, and he really lit it up there yesterday with it. But Andy Moran's building something there with Mayo. So Cork will have regrets, and Mayo, I don't think they were expected to win the All-Ireland, but they're in a semi-final now, and they're only 2 games away. Today you have Louth against Monaghan, just a great opportunity for both counties to get to the last 4, and then Dublin against Galway. So,
how are you calling those at the moment?
I'm calling it for Monaghan. I think Rory Beggan, the goalkeeper, his impact is crucial, though, for that game. I think it's a tight game. I would say Galway probably have the edge over Dublin, because Dublin had to go to the well to beat Donegal after extra time last week, which could give Dublin a lot of confidence. But Galway have a lot of their top names back, and I'd expect them to win today.
My goodness, what a great weekend of sport and prospect.
Wimbledon coming up.
And Serena at 44.
Yeah, it's fabulous stuff.
There was one of the papers today said it's all down to science, playing top class tennis at 44.
Well, look at Ronaldo at 41 playing at the World Cup. I do think, and Messi's 39 now, and Messi looks as good as he was 10 years ago. That is sports science. People are looking after their bodies better, and bring it on.
John Duggan, we'll be listening afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.